Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which is here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And we are here, and you can hear us from 3 to 3:15. You can also hear the podcast at CatholicAudioMedia.com. It comes up right after the show airs on the radio. And we are coming to you from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you can also write to us, if you like, at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. That's 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. You know, I had originally planned that if anyone wanted to come to the church, but now, of course, with the coronavirus going on, the COVID-19, that hasn't been an option. But you can still hear what I'm preaching at the church, and you can also be in contact with some of the people part of the show, such as Sister Helena Burns and Father Adriano Zandona. You know, I was listening to WROL early in the week, and I was not listening to me, by the way, but I was listening to WROL, and I wish I could remember the show. It was a morning show, and they were talking about preaching, and I apologize for not remembering the show, but it was an interesting program. And one of the things they were bringing up, and this is something that a lot of people don't understand, is that if your focus is in bringing people to know Christ, and these were evangelical preachers speaking, and they were speaking very straightforward of, you know, this is our focus. We want to bring people to know Christ. And they also brought up that there are churches that are not really focused so much on bringing people to know Christ, even though they will make that as one of their foci. I guess that's an ancient term now. You don't use that anymore. One of the focuses. The other thing is that they're also looking for numbers. And that becomes an issue. Well, some time ago, I and these preachers, of course, were saying, no, our focus has to be in to leading people to Christ, which, by the way, means that if we're seeking to do that, we have to bring out the difficult preachings from time to time. We have to preach that difficult way of preaching. As the saying goes, a good homily will afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. And so there are times that we're called, and these are all preachers right across the board, called to afflict the comfortable. And actually, one of the things that they mentioned specifically in the program is, you know, those people who will say that Jesus wants to make you comfortable, or Jesus wants to make sure you have a good car, or Jesus wants, you know, I mean a good car, or Jesus wants to make sure. And they said, no, that's not where we go in this. And it's an interesting thing for us to keep in mind, because we are called to be people who lead people to Christ, not only the priests and in this case the ministers, but also we as Catholics are called to lead people to Christ. But there's something else that we need to see in that, and that's extremely important, and that is that our mission is to be, as Jesus says, the light to the world, the salt of the earth. If you want to look to see what your mission is, it is to be the light to the world and the salt of the earth. You and I are called to do that. So if we're not being that, if we're focused rather on what makes me happy instead of what makes God happy, we're not doing what we're called to do. And if I teach you, well, I want you to do this, that this is what God wants you to be, so that you will be happy in this moment. He wants you to be happy in the long run. And I've been thinking about that lately. I just want to kind of talk about that in a second. He wants you to be happy in the long run, but he's not going to focus on you being happy in this moment with a bunch of material goods that'll make you happy, because in the long run, that won't work. So they're really... They really had this great message, and talking about this powerful truth that we are called, which is so true, to come to lead people to Christ, and to come not only to lead people to Christ, but we're called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And one of the problems that I think we're having in our country right now is, especially from the Catholic perspective, is we haven't done that. I will come right out and say that. We haven't done that to the level that we've been called to do. And, you know, that's not unusual. And let me say that for this reason. We had the Vatican II Council, which made, there was a lot of confusion after the Vatican II Council. Well, turns out that's fairly common. I remember reading somewhere that that's very common, that after a major council, so you can assume that there was a lot of confusion, which I know for a fact there was, after the Council of Trent. But then things start to settle down. And it takes about 50 years. And then things start to settle down, and then people start to see the right path to walk down. But there is always confusion after a council. And we certainly had a lot of confusion after this one. But now it's time to look at, in the aftermath of the 50 years, well, where do we go from here? And our role is to lead people to Christ. That's what we're called to do. And whenever we do that, we're going, and this is worldwide. This is what we're called to do across the world. And whenever we do that, we are going to get some pushback, but we need to understand that we are called to lead people to Christ. We'll talk about more about this in just on the other side of the break. In the meantime, you are listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish here on 950 AM, 100.3 FM, WROL. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and of course, as we were talking before the break, is that our mission as people of faith is to lead people to Christ. We're called to be the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And so we don't want to make God this agent of our happiness, per se. Now, God is there to lead us to be happy in the long run, but we will go through difficult trials. That's clearly stated. You know, historically, we can see that, and it's also stated very clearly in the Bible. One of the commercials, one of the verses that sponsor our program is, of course, Sirach chapter 2, which, by the way, is if you're in a non-Catholic Christian Bible, a Christian non-Catholic Bible, and you're looking it up, you won't find it there. It's only in the Catholic Bible, Sirach chapter 2. And you'll see that, you know, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. You will have difficult times. And one of the things I've been thinking of that's really important is when we talk about the happiness issue, that God is leading us to a profound form of happiness. It's joy that he's calling us to, and an eternal form of happiness. And so if we think of two forms of happiness, there's a temporal form and there's an eternal form. And Jesus is calling us to the eternal form. But think of the temporal form. No matter what form of happiness you seek, if it is temporal, by definition, it is temporary. So a lot of times we can talk about happy times, and we can look back at those days and go, yeah, that was a great, whatever. That was a great concert. That was a great night. That was a great time of the year. That was a great that was like the golden years of whatever it is we were experiencing. But they all come to an end. And what Jesus is calling us to is the fulfillment, to become fully human and fully alive. And so he's calling us to that. And so it's the bigger form of happiness. But he's not just calling us. There is a well-known teaching in the church for priests, and then we can extend it for lay people. I'll talk about that in a second. And that is, if you plan to show up at the gates of heaven, St. Alphonsus Liguori said that, alone, then you can forget about showing up at the gates of heaven, because you're not supposed to be there alone. We're called to bear fruit. So we're called to lead others to Christ. And actually, my idea is we're not called to lead people to holiness. We're called to lead people to Christ, and Christ leads them to holiness. And I do believe that one of the things that we need to get back on track on is doing that. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're called to bonk people over the head with the Bible. That's not what we believe in. And the greatest way of seeking holiness is, in fact, of leading other people to holiness, is when we seek holiness. And the greatest thing, I'm reading right now Dennis Prager's Rational Bible. I read Exodus, which was great, and now I'm reading Genesis. And by the way, that's the order he wrote them. And you'll see, you know, that these comments you can see further explained in Leviticus. Well, he hasn't published Leviticus yet, so when it comes out, I'll look them up. But that's what he's done. He's done two, Exodus and Genesis. He's working on the rest, and he did it in that order. And he says, now he brings in a lot of the way much of the pagan world was at the time that God is forming the Jews. And he says something powerful. He says, the God of the Jews, in comparison to the pagan gods that others were worshiping, is the only God you could express your anger to. So you can turn to the Lord and you can express when you are angry and you're upset and you don't understand what's going on, and you can tell the Lord, this is how I feel. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. We'll talk about more about this tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore, and even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.